This Ken Has a Boyfriend, written by Hello Sweet Pea, and narrated by Hello Moon.
K-Burb as Eddie Munson.
Patient Anxiety as Steve.
No Connections as Robin.
How old are we as Chrissy?
The Sleepy Skipper as Nancy.
Vexpatch as Dustin.
Dara Liz as Erica.
Cottage Podfix as Adult.
January Imports as Gareth.
Amanita Fierce as Jeff.
Eddie the Banished is a half-elf bard, destroyer of Cass, devilish charmer. The party's ace up their sleeve. And he is trapped in the Barbie bin. Someone, a loyal party member, never rats on their own, dumped him in the fluorescent neon pink tub during cleanup, and now he'll spend the weekend with the dippy plastic models. There's three Barbies and one Ken, and no one has broken yet. Do they really just sit here and do nothing?
This is hell.
Well, that's rude.
Eddie turns and the Barbie closest to him glares. Her hair is in a safety scissored bob, and she's wearing Ken's Fashion Avenue suit.
Hey, I'm not the one who dumped me in here.
He pokes his spear at the tub's lid.
One of you want to help me out?
Why should we?
Asks cheerleader Barbie.
Because this is not the minifigs in action figures chess?
Oh, we never would have figured it out if you hadn't told us.
Says reporter Barbie.
God, tough crowd.
Eddie looks over his shoulder.
Ken, as a fellow dude, can you lend me a hand?
Dorky Polo Ken crosses his arms.
First off, the model is Ken. I'm Steve. Second, what's in it for us?
Eddie wants to beat his head against his shield.
You guys know you don't have to stay in the tub, right? You can party on down in the dream house.
Cheerleader Barbie rolls her eyes.
The Monster High Gals are hosting this weekend, and it's Chrissy.
Thank you, Chrissy. So, you guys do know how to bust out.
Of course,
says reporter Barbie.
Unfortunately for you, it won't be until tomorrow.
Eddie takes back any nice thing he might have said.
What do you mean, tomorrow?
Steve puts his arm out in front of reporter Barbie.
Hey, be nice to Nancy. All she did was give you the info you wanted. And she means tomorrow because the tabs on the lid keep us from opening it from the inside. We've got a deal with He-Man and T'Challa to let us out then.
And you don't have them spring you on Friday because...
We're just not in a hurry,
says Suit Barbie.
And it's nice to take a break.
Eddie groans and sits down.
Nuts. All of you.
Eddie spends an uneventful Friday in the Barbie bin. Eddie spends an uneventful Friday in the Barbie bin and leaves the moment the lid's off. He doesn't think much of it. He's more invested in the campaign his kids have started, and he doesn't want his party members to give him crap. So, when he's stolen from the game table, he's not really expecting to end up in the dream house. And honestly, he's insulted that the pipsqueak who ruined the setup has him as Steve and Suit and Barbie's kid. He's a minifig! He's supposed to be this size! Thankfully, the game is abandoned in under 15 minutes when it's time for lunch. Unfortunately, they left him in the dream house. Steve has a little grin on his face. Eddie rolls his eyes.
Don't be so smug. It's not a good look on you, princess.
Me? Smug?
Steve fake gasps.
Never.
Suit Barbie groans.
Could you not flirt in my presence? The forced heteronormity is bad enough.
Robs, you're just upset because Tina's in charge today.
Because Erica has good ideas. Who else would come up with a trio of intelligent women sent on a mission through the supernatural to find their missing friend. That's an Erica original.
That sounds a lot like a campaign,
says Eddie.
It is not a campaign. It's what happens when you only have one Ken.
Hey,
says Steve with a tiny pout.
No offense,
says Robs.
But you know the heteronormity would be worse if there was another guy.
Fair.
Okay, but what does Stevie do in this not a campaign of three intelligent women?
Asks Eddie.
Oh, he carries our weapons and babysits the kids.
Eddie frowns.
What kids?
Well, they've been imaginary for the most part, but who knows? Maybe Tina will convince Erica to bring you back.
Robs has the most insufferable expression he's ever seen on a Barbie. If they teamed up, they could tease the heck out of Steve.
Hardy har. Steve, are you going to let this happen to me?
Steve shrugs.
You're handling it just fine.
Eddie drops his head to the Dreamhouse floor.
Why did no one warn me how mean Barbies can be?
That's just us,
says Robs. Okay, at this point, Eddie can admit he might have a teeny crumb-sized crush for Steve. Now that he knows the Barbies don't party until Saturday, he sees them everywhere. Chrissy swaps hair care tips with the Monster High gals. Nancy and a redhead Barbie Eddie doesn't even know chill with the Jurassic Park dinosaurs. Rob shoots the breeze with Wonder Woman, and Steve chats with He-Man and She-Ra. No matter how much the rest of his party bugs him, he's not jealous. He is not jealous. The Barbies never talked with them before, and they trade stories with the other minifigs about their campaigns and kids. It's the hierarchy of the playroom.
Erica, where's Eddie?
Who's Eddie?
Who's Eddie? Eddie the Banished, my half-elf bard. We want to start, but Mike can't find him.
And what makes you think I know where he is?
Because Lucas said he saw Tina with him last week.
You think I'm in charge of Tina?
She's your friend!
Eddie has a courtside seat to Erica and Dustin's blowout from the Dreamhouse. Dustin is technically right, but Erica doesn't know it yet. Instead of forced heteronormativity, the Dreamhouse is acting base for Nancy, Robin, and Chrissy, while Barb, the redhead Barbie, gives her statement about her run-in with the supernatural. Steve is taking notes, and Eddie, well, he's not sure how he fits in yet. Tina left the room before she explained his role to Erica.
Fine. If you can't find Eddie, I guess I'll have to take someone else instead.
Do not touch Steve. He has to take Barb's witness statement.
Well, one of the other dolls can do it.
That's not how that works.
That's exactly how it works. Wait, what's Eddie doing in here?
I don't know, but I didn't put him there.
I can't believe you would lie to me. I've covered for you.
Dustin, Erica, what is going on in here?
She took...
He accused me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What happens if you can't play nice?
You can't play at all.
That's right. Can you apologize to each other? Sincerely.
I'm sorry I accused you of stealing Eddie, even though he was in the Dreamhouse.
I'm sorry I yelled at you, even though you deserved it.
Close enough. Now, I'll be taking these two, and you'll be seeing them tomorrow.
But...
No buts. Come on, there's more toys out there. But please don't fight over them.
All the overhead lights are off in the main office, the only illumination from the streetlight outside. Eddie leans against Steve.
How much longer?
Steve stares at the wall clock across from the bookcase.
7 more hours.
Eddie groans and throws himself face first onto a copy of Snowy Day.
Our kids are stubborn.
The stubbornest.
Is that even a word?
I think it should count for them.
Touché.
Eddie rolls over and looks up at Steve. He's wearing a yellow sweatshirt and jeans. His hair is still as floppy and dippy as it always is. It's the most casual Eddie has seen him.
I know Kens don't really get to hear it, and I know Kens the model, but you're pretty good with your kids. Good supporter in play and all.
Steve shrugs.
The girls do all the work. Erica says she's going to be a lawyer, an astronaut, and the president when she grows up.
Come on, you've got to give yourself a little bit of credit.
Steve cracks a grin.
They left me in a mud puddle one time during outside play. I know exactly where I stand.
Eddie shakes his head.
Dude, that is harsh.
That's the life of a toy. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Steve lies down next to Eddie.
I haven't gotten to know much about you. My path hasn't intersected with your side of the room like you have with mine. Tell me about one of your campaign thingies.
Eddie beams.
One, it's just campaign. And two, Mike's put this whole thing together with a Demogorgon. It's so metal.
Eddie bounces his knee and bites his lip.
Your boy will be out soon,
teases Gareth. If Minifigs could blush, Eddie's pretty sure his face would be bright red.
Shut up.
Jeff leans over Eddie's shoulder.
Eddie's got a crush.
Eddie buries his hands in his face.
You're both the worst.
Excuse you, who saved you from that booby trap last session? That was me and Lucas,
says Jeff.
Or when Will and I saved you so you didn't have to do a deck save?
Adds Gareth. Eddie shoots his compatriots out of his space.
We know. Dustin's impulsive and I'm no better.
He-Man and T'Challa flip the tabs on the Barbie tub. Robin pops the lid off and hurdles herself over the side.
Thank you, gentlemen!
Steve is the last out of the tub and he's wearing a dorky polo again. Eddie doesn't hold back and immediately hops over to his side.
Hey, Stevie.
Hey, Eds.
Says Steve.
Missed you.
Missed you too.
Behind Steve, Jeff makes kissing noises and Gareth flutters his eyelashes. Eddie rolls his eyes.
Wanna find someplace a bit quieter?
Sure.
Robin wolf whistles from her perch on the hood of the Barbie convertible. Chrissy and Nancy laugh from the seats.
Our friends are embarrassing,
mumbles Eddie. Steve bends down to kiss the top of Eddie's head.
You can handle it.
Eddie smiles.
Yeah, I know.
The end.